The evolution continues. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Go on, everybody, come by the floor. Guys, all right, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, y'all. Vibe Collective CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Jams, and I'm flying solo at the moment, although one, possibly two of my comrades are in transit as we speak, they being Kemba King and Adrian Worrell. And I also want to give a shout out to Melinda, aka Docu Vixen, to Victoria Grant, and to Luam Kadani, who are all part of the Vibe Collective and all on assignment today. So big shout outs to them. We're the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5. From 3 to 4, we normally engage in roundtable talks. Reasonings, discussions about things like social justice, decolonization, identity, environmental racism, celebrity gossip, and other things related to critical thinking. That is the purpose of our show. We want to inspire critical thought about things that people sometimes take for granted or don't consider, or if they are considering, we hope to offer various entry points into those things, places that maybe you hadn't considered before. So that's what we do from 3 to 4, from 4 to 5. We bring you music to move you, which will be happening today from myself, DJ Jams, and from DJ Griffin, also known as Adrian Worrell. So since I am flying solo and I could probably entertain myself talking to myself. However, I will spare you, the listeners, from that train of thought. And instead, we'll be playing some music for the first half hour of the show. And then at 3:30, we will be speaking with Ja Gray about a photography exhibition and work that they are involved with. And so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. So right now, I'm going to get into some music. This is actually an old mix that I pulled out, and I'm playing it today, and I want to send this out to all of the land defenders currently standing against capitalist oppressive regime that is the Harper government in El Sapuktuk. The Mi'kmaq people and the Acadian people are defending the land from SWN shale gas exploration, who have now apparently officially pulled out. However, New Brunswick government did spend $4 million on the RCMP protecting SWN in their attempts at shale gas exploration on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. But it doesn't stop there, folks. No. There are many places here on Turtle Island, also known as Canada, where Indigenous people are protecting their land from the very, very dangerous impacts of this resource extraction extravaganza. Barrier Lake, Lubicon First Nation, the Tsleil-Waututh people, the Tahltan people in Sacred Headwaters, Grassy Narrows, Matthias Kalum Cree. The list goes on and on of people who are asserting sovereignty and asserting their jurisdictional rights to protect the land, and asserting their opposition in the face of this resource extraction. So this mix goes out to all those people, and hopefully you listeners will feel that in this mix. So I'm going to kick it off right now. You're listening to The Vibe Collective. This is DJ Jams here on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Radun hage dum kanu e kanu ni satka thutiga gari wayarunits dum
adun hets wagena dum wa garu de rungu daya jadatka agena dum hase oniyo ki akanda ta tune tiga runungu izi na gahanda di tunas gari wasi wagaderi andre tanu ize ki oni arahaj jiza de ni gorizo ne dosa seri wayena
yungar harats dona ayade wa dum hunjanuna Next year, da sherry de nitnise. De ot den yung haje a hunjage, da no ya taondo a yung guada se tunhage.
Yaka a takit skodage, da no agader harde dene ay de wat wantatne.
Wat unya do dari sigi, o wadu erra osete.
O nujera ti tisateri wadeniani.
Aze gonya tak gweni da guri wadeni. Yahasa giga. I said, Tari Jinaho does it sucks to guard a quinagos. Tonu e dagatka, tone gari wire and its stone. Ne egi garum where a hawi of Yashnena, Dinio, Dizatnistaha was a gosnena.
Yama.
Seriasa doga, nexi gets hani so the ezos are hard. Wash says akane gari wire nitsu, satahatsori.
trying to make the way. We're trying to do what we are supposed to do as indigenous people, caretakers of this land, given to us by the creator, a this did all lot. And in that, I just want y'all to know that
the tomahawk chop.
Yo, I want peace. This is keys for peace.
Yes.
Keys, love, and happiness.
They say that death comes in threes, but what about sixes? Memories are lost ones and pictures depicted. Cold hard reality, we lived it. There for my family and funeral homes and grave visits. Always been the rock, but even this man had to stop and take stock. Let the pain sink in. See, it ain't just the death. It's the circumstance, how they left, and the lasting effect. The regrets, the stress, the passing of debts that a death can impress on the fam they protect. Seen a great many grieve. I seen a great many leave, cause they hear one set gone in an instant. The last year, my whole life's different. Some got closer and others got distant. We can never guarantee our existence. All I know is I'ma be there until the ending. I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away. Take heed to what my auntie told me. Just wipe those tears away. I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away. Tried to be there for my brother Chris, cause when his pops died right in front of his eyes, there was some other shit. And my main man Manic, we wrote them all song together, and then it all went tragic. Love to my Uncle H. I know your last few years here were filled with tears, now in another place. I look above and stay near to the ones I hold dear, with the fear that the hand of death doesn't wait. My mom lost her best friend. There's the youth in my city who dying, I'm trying to extend one hand to catch them, while the other fingers grasp on the ledge for our back in. I could stand here acting like it all doesn't connect, but I be lying to the man, damn. Sometimes when it happens, if you really think you're ready, forget it, can't do a damn thing. I wish you were alive right here with me, cause this is the place you're supposed to be. All I need is one more day just to take all your pain away and live free. I wish you were alive right here with me, cause this is the place you're supposed to be. All I need is one more day just to take all your pain away and live free. I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away. Take heed to what my auntie told me. Just wipe those tears away. I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away.
Give strength to your loved ones. Some are trying to slip the bounds to 20, but death doesn't have a plus one. Some are feeling like they didn't get enough done. Some are fighting over money in a trust fund. Some are trying to come to grips with a sudden passing. In the midst of that sadness, another happened. Some are trying to be brave and some are overwhelmed. Some are brothers and cousins, some didn't know them well. Some are thinking about their own mortality more than the person they lost that saw vanity. Some are burdened with the funeral arrangements, trying to make a list of the various estrangements. Some are mad that their loved ones left, blame the person who passed for accepting their own death. Damn, whatever you feel and we all understand, here wasn't working out, God had another plan.
I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away. Take heed to what my auntie told me. Just wipe those tears away. I remember what my mama told me. Just wipe those tears away.
In 2013, the world government placed sanctions against free-thinking individuals in order to force people to adhere to one way of life. An independently funded organization called APFS and hired 100 assassins to infiltrate the headquarters where the files of enslaved people were kept. These 197 were captured, tortured,
and executed.
Only three remained, the third of which was said to own an arsenal that would rival an entire city's police force. The second was rumored to be able to move throughout space and time. And the first...
One.
Fastiness needs belts for the last of the three assassins on Earth. The first flash in her purse with a heat stealth. They call me Jean McCoy.
He's to me employed.
Deploy deplorable through audible destructive actions. Attract the decoy.
Master Detroit after.
I'm passing a life over. He'll deliver it through River Styx, Hades. I'm cold deliberate lady. My foes limited. Frame me some praise. Stay on your toes, villains. It's gray in your days. Winterland.
Hey.
Listerine lines packed in six.
games. F*** your lives. Sick brains. Bitches taking kick rocks. A kick rhyme. Sick of pain. A riddled liver. Sipping it like a free sun. Ignorant as ever. She clever. Equivalent. Be none. A ball breaker. Call fakers out with passion. You got the gall bastards. A brawl with the broad bashes. The balls in your court passing. The warning fall faster than acid. With age slack on the back of a car dashing. The wall crashing. All on the floor. Gas to the gas. Pouring the corridors. Racking your jaws. Blacking out. Catch brain backing out the back door. Cackling. Still make it back to the brawl for last call.
Two.
They ask me why I'm highly regarded as God body, probably. Marge is a mixture of Marcus Garvey, Miles Davis, and Bob Marley. Never skateboard slang like gnarly, more like weeding my whip on a way to get top like Charles Barkley. You are hardly prepared to spar with a marksman, spark me. I'm Gambit with the ace of spades, I'm mastering archery. Funicular, particularly the vernacular, specifically the fit, so when I spit it, it's spectacular and accurate. When I attack, I'm more legend than Acura. Flip Bloomberg, the bird, bitch, more blood than Blackula. More crypt than crypt, scriptures encrypted with backwards vernacular. Plus sicker than most ugly, close and fatal attraction, I am. That n***a for real. Fur cat, but a smack and an ex-rapper that uses the term swag or raptor. These three assassins get the ass whipping. Prepare for a professional ass that can shape shit, spit. Hollow tip clips, mainly. Sick, ain't he?
Mind control.
Make you shoot your best friend in the face. Sick, Cheney. My life is like a documentary film depicted in black and white flicks, grainy. I'm on Guantanamo Bay, taking pics in a Captain Morgan pose. With my left foot on a pile of detainees screaming, we are renegades, you pay me.
Who?
I
where
know.
No.
I know.
Where the fuck is Chris?
He's gonna be here. He gave me his word, trust me.
Yeah, he does this every time.
He's gonna be here, trust me.
He's gonna ruin this mission for us. Yeah.
I'll be riding around with a stripper slash burlesque model. I make it pop like my cock in the Durex condom. I'm a opposite artist. I find irony in going from being like a stone in the grass to rock in the garden. The same irony is going from fully automatic in the backyard to having a whole machine behind me. I take my Australian bitch and show her some other things. She know my stroke is deadly, so she gave me bloody brain. Don't try to get familiar if I don't feel you in person. I flip the script and I'll accidentally kill you on purpose. The baddest, but I'm flailing. I got so many furs. Peter gon' paint splash me when they see me, no matter what I'm wearing. Your bitch about to open up, sniff some blow off of my dick. Guess you can say she on my coconuts. I'm on point like Chris Paul. You on point like an Atlantic City hooker that licks balls. I'm about to flip in this bitch like Dominic Dawes and shut shit down like a car when it stalls. I am the deadliest rapper. You claiming that you flow like water, but really y'all niggas heavy and backwards. Marshall hit the jackpot with the flow that I got. I'm knowing I'm hot as my shoulder stop holding my crotch. My whip cleaner than Amish men and honest ends. Two dimes put me like I'm a twin, cause I'm a twin.
Like I'm stuck on an island, and every single member on my team wildin', and I'm spending too much money on styling just to keep up with the niggas on the island. And I should be running like 100 miles and no clothing line. Can't find the time. It's in between 9 to 5. I grind music. You picking up that tone on the line? Remember when we used to be the talk of the town? Thinking my name and they toss it around. You don't even fit for the throne, you force on the crown. Don't even feel like a drink and I'm forcing it down. And police pulling their guns, we force to the ground. That thin line between, I'm crossing it down. Between love and hate, the source of it now. Still ain't got nothing, but I'm feeling fortunate now. And I'm Christians inviting me to churches, trying to find God, but I don't like the place that they search. Ever since Madonna was a virgin, mom going underneath the surgeon. Feeling helpless, it's kind of selfish to want something you know that you can't have. Man, I used to make a list with the pen and the pad. Back when I used to stare up at them project windows. Back when I used to freak that Nintendo. Known as the quiet when I turned out Nympho. Put a couple girls out in that new window. Wu-Tang, can it be all so simple? It's complex when you in that constant limbo. Telling me that miss only got the info. Figure out your purpose and what you sent for. Should've finished college and got diplomas. Sitting in class while the world disowns us. Hustlers I know still upon them counters. Selling everything that the world just sold us. From cocaine mixed with that baking soda. Should've strayed from it when I got my shoulder. Spewing out the knowledge the OG sold us. Just on the military ain't trained these soldiers. So if you talk to me and I shrug these shoulders, it's cause I ain't caring about shit these days. Yeah. And I ain't ever cared about what people say. So when I say I've been full of loss, it's cause I be the source of my misery. The toss out every motherfucking thing that I left behind me. Till then, I'm trying to find me. I feel lost. Can't find him. Looking for a nigga, can't find him. Looking for this, can't find him. Looking for this, can't find him. Can't find him. Looking for this, can't find him.
looking for this nigga, can't find him. Can't find him.
Hey, I done been through enough for everybody, baby. Let me offer you some words.
It go outside, egg white, inside yolk. Outside chrome lip, inside spoke. I was stuck outside when my inside spoke. Told me most successful people on the inside broke. Stuck outside with no inside hope. Like they stuck outside of an inside joke. And nobody laughing, the shock can leave your whole body gasping. Nobody asking, nobody aspirin to solve the headaches I've been through. I done threw right, left, body shots. Boy, I'm talking combos. Never get that ham, kind of make you feel like Gonzo. Pronto, me and Mr. River from Toronto.
And as the river flows, we just flowing cause we want more. Nanny screaming, that's dope. First time you failed, never knew you would be the last hope.
A critic and what they could say. Lean your seat back, drop the top, let the hook play.
I gotta make it out of move quickly. Can't allow the past to restrict me. Let this come around, they won't scare me. I am the last hope. Won't hesitate,
hey, not city, stand up.
The hustle has become a
last hope out of this shit.
I'm on the front lines of my way.
Look. Welcome to the land of broken dreams and most niggas almost made it. Formerly higher rated, now they bitter and they jaded. They go and buy weed with they weeds pay out. Could've made it to the league, but his knee gave out. Complete struggle full of greed, never seen me pout. Concrete jungle full of weeds where a seed may sprout. Ruminate for power and they fumigate for hours. So much violence over weed, I'm trying to bloom into a flower or a rose. Out here beefing over clothes. Say the wrong word, leave you leaking like a hose. Niggas sleeping on their toes to get the top of their class. Peep me how I rose to the top of my craft. Will fame last? Who knows? Trying to make it to a Juno, stay clean. Hope I got it in my jeans like Blue Notes. Ask my manager, said to feel fair skinny. Last told by my city since wheelchair Jimmy is real. River.
I gotta make it out of move quickly. Can't allow the past to restrict me. Let this time around, they won't scare me.
Caught me off guard. See, I'm expecting this black militant to come in with a great big afro this big and an African dashiki on with bones hanging around it and a button on that says, I hate honkies and death to crackers, you know, all that stuff. And I figured he'd have on a black...
You seriously thought that?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I thought he'd come in there carrying a boombox blaring out the theme from Shaft. I figured he'd flash the switchblade at me and go, black is beautiful, honky. I'm going to kill all you white devils, you know. That's what I thought I was going to see. And so when the door opened up and he's wearing a suit and a tie, and he's carrying a Bible, and he walks up and he puts his hand out to me. He goes, hello there, Mr. Clare. And I mean, I'm shocked, you know. And then he puts his hand out, and I'm shaking his hand without thinking, because this wasn't what I was expecting. Then I realized I just broke a Klan rule, and I jerked my hand back, you know.
Come on. I guess you can say that I'm an optimist. I like the sound of that. Come on. Come on. Any day now the wall gon' crumble and the righteous stand tall and the prideful be humble. Soldiers gon' march with a bop to they step to the rhythm of the drum when they rock and they dip. People gon' rise like a surge of the tide with the verve and the drive and the thirst for their lives. Any day now niggas gon' get it and when brothers work it out they gon' have to admit it any day. Sisters gon' have their fair say only for protection. Bust that AK that day. Come any time that we say and determine with the will that this time it ain't for play. Buckle in the struggle, everybody pull together, only watch for the target. We don't ever watch the weather, we go. Any day, through snow, make a way for the youth that to grow.
Yeah,
any day now,
so
any day.
Hard, but you got to hold on, cause it's coming. Yes, it's coming, y'all. Any day we gon' see it, believe it or not. Any day, any day. Any
Any day now, she gon' say yes when she draw for that breath, when she finally gets catch. Come on. Hard drumming when I hear her footsteps, and the promise of a voice made me wonder what's next. Be honest to the choices, what I tell her, let your soul lead. Then you never have to wonder if your heart'll bleed. Then the words I leave planted like a seed. Any day now, she gon' need to find out what it all means. Whole dreams, any day she gon' want more. What I got for many days secure. Have a collection of days, have a lifetime. Make a necklace of days for your night shine. It was shorted, it was faded, it was scripted, it was grabbed for you and I to be gifted in each other's lives. So I do not wait in vain while I vibe. Any day now, she gon' say yes.
Yeah, I know it's so hard, but you got to hold on, cause it's coming, yes, it's coming, y'all, any day we gon' see it, believe it or not, any day, any day, any day.
What's the word, word? Yeah. Check. Just got word from my mans on the island. He said he needed guidance. He's on the streets, he's wildin'. He looked at God, but can't find him. So he demands silence from the gland. Signs to sympathy, sympathy. Only thing plain is demand violence. No lying, niggas just won't let go they iron. They wanna burn your molecules until you let go irons. Treat beef like they let go lions. So don't iron, they get the wrong message. Wrong methods put you on that long stretcher. Too much pressure, God bless you when it's semi-wetcher. They told me more dress up, I'm giving too many lectures. And I'm putting in too many effort in my nouns and verbs. Like they gon' catch up, fuck what you must turn. But I done puffed enough herb to be listening to young birds and dumb nerves. I got enough shit on my mind, so I don't need to be stressing to shine. Fine. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just want to light this split, but check. I just can't live my life like this.
Got a collect call from up top. My cousin called me and whatnot. The motto never changes, still feels cops. We went from having lunch in our lunchbox. Our lungs is hot whenever we puff pot. We touch blocks and end up having a duck shot. And trying to live that life no more. My mind corrupted, but my heart is still pure. Gotta be brave, can't be afraid. Braids and waves never matter when you catch the fade. Trapped in the maze, then your fate is your only escape. Priest opinion, knock the hinges off of heaven's gates. Trying to share my cells with my mate, not share a cell with mates. Wrecking shit with my recklessness. The L get lit, that's when I start second guessing shit. Think about Titan, then I reminisce. What you thought you could have f***ed me over? Never nigga guess again. I'm streaks across me like pedestrians, and that's gonna be the end of it. Straight revoking your membership. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this.
And I ain't right here, right now, every day.
Right here, right now, right here, right now.
CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city.
Vibe Collective CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Jams, and joining me in the studio,
Kemba King.
Yes, yes, we are the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5, and we got to give shouts to the rest of the crew who are all on assignment today.
I love the song that we ended off on in light of our conversation just before we got off the air.
Yeah, totally. It was very fitting.
Yeah.
Very fitting indeed. So I will shout out the rest of our crew. They are Adrienne Worrell, Melinda, a.k.a. Docu Vixen, Luam Kadani, and Victoria Grant, who are all on assignment and unable to be with us here today, but we do have a guest.
Yes, we have Ja Gray in studio with us live and direct. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to the Vibe Collective.
Thank you for having me.
So it's really, I think, you know, Vibe Collective is definitely committed to having local folks in on the show.
Yes, we are.
It's been a couple weeks, folks. I'm back.
Yes.
You know, doing the work, and it's important, I think, to have you here because of the documentation that you do. So first of all, can you just like introduce yourself for those who don't know?
Okay. I'm a jogger. I'm a local photographer. I'm freelancing right now. I do a lot of events and a lot of personal projects, and I'm just trying to get my work out there.
Nice. So it feels like there's a lot of people who are doing photography, mm-hmm. right? Can you talk about how you ventured into photography?
Well, I started doing poetry first. And I had a little point-and-shoot camera, and I was just kind of trying to take photos to put that towards my poetry. It was really weird. I went to a party. A photographer had to leave. They needed someone to take photos, and I was just like, I want to do it. So I did it, and I loved it. Got a camera, and then I just started shooting.
Nice.
So,
is there... Would you say that you have particular ways that you document?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that.
Or what or who are your subjects, really?
It depends. Mm. I shoot a lot of people. I find myself shooting women mm-hmm. a lot. I grew up around a lot of women. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is a side of me that I'm trying to put out there, my vulnerability side. I'm trying mm-hmm. to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I learn best from women.
Hmm.
So I feel like that's where I'm kind of shooting. I'm shooting a lot of women. I yeah. find interest in that. So,
yeah, I'm checking your Tumblr right now. Can I let the listeners know?
Of course.
Yeah, jawgray, gray with an E, .tumblr.com, and I'm seeing some familiar faces. in your photos, some great party shots, lots of, and these portraits, you've got Kim on here and, some other people who I'm recognizing.
Kim Kachin Crosby, who's been mm-hmm. on the Vibe Collective.
Yes, she has.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like you've got some really beautiful black and white shots as well as some color photos. So what about women inspires you?
I don't know exactly. I've grown, like my mom raised me. My home family, that raised me has been a woman. I don't know what exactly about it or about women that I find that the reason for me shooting them. It's just, I guess I'm just doing it subconsciously without really taking in what mm-hmm. I'm shooting. But when I look back at it, I'm realizing that I shoot a lot of females.
Yeah.
So
I want to, I guess, ask, so you have an exhibit coming up yeah. soon, you and Zahra Siddiqui.
Yeah.
How did you first meet?
I've seen Zahra around.
Yeah.
We've both seen each other around. We never really talked.
Really?
Yeah. We both got into a mentorship program, My City, My Story.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to talk. We had to come together as a group and experience the journey together and support each other.
Right.
And through that, me and Zahra built a really amazing friendship.
Yeah.
So after that mentorship program, we ended up just staying really close, and we had both similar visions and both wanted to support and help each other achieve those goals that we had with our photography.
Can you just talk about that vision maybe a bit more? Because I think it's important. I know that... So how long have you been shooting for?
Probably around 4 years, but yeah. I can say that I started getting more serious probably 2 years ago.
So you and Zahra both got really...
I don't know about Zahra.
No, well, Zahra... I did a little bit of research in Zahra. Started about 2 years mm-hmm. ago, right? So it seems like it kind of came around the same time that both of you started your work, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So can you just talk about what that vision, that shared vision is?
I feel like what we both have similar is just that we want to be honest, really raw and just natural. and capture those natural feelings within people. And I think that's what we both have similar. And mm-hmm. our vision is to just be as real as possible.
Yeah.
With our photographs. So,
mm-hmm. I'm just seeing on your Tumblr some of the questions that you've been asked, and someone had asked you for some advice. And I'm just going to read your response,
okay.
and then maybe you can talk a little bit about that okay. and your inspiration. The question was, sir, your photography is dope. You've easily become one of my favorite photographers in the GTA. Can you give advice to someone who wants to just start out doing photography? And your response was, my advice, believe in yourself. Don't follow anyone else. Don't let anyone tell you what your art is. Know that art is instinct. You don't have to be patient. Photography is how you feel at that exact moment. What makes you want to savor that second? Do you want to speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I think, well, throughout my life, I've just had people telling me what things are, what I need to be doing, what my art should look like, and I didn't like that at all. I think it's really important for us to redefine art for ourselves and what it looks like to us, and there is no right way. You know, the right way is whatever you feel, you know, whatever is in your heart, whatever may be. You know, you want to talk about it at that moment, whatever you're feeling. That is what art is, mm-hmm. you know, and just being free. Mm-hmm. You know, art is for me to just be free, be open, be who you are. And just taking that step, you know, even though you don't know, even though things are not guaranteed, just do what you need to do. And that's what an artist is. It's just being you and not letting people define what that is for you.
And I like what you say about you don't have to be patient, mm-hmm. that, you know, photography is something that is really about being in that moment and mm-hmm. and acting on that moment. Do you walk with your camera everywhere you go?
I try to. Lately, I haven't really been. I do walk with it when I do go to events sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a goal for me, is to continue walking with the camera, because when I started photography, I had the camera everywhere. Doing shooting everything, and now I just find myself bringing it to certain places. So I would love to continue that and just find inspiration everywhere. Mm-hmm. So
it's for me, it's very interesting, because I feel like you and Zara are super talented in capturing art and life in the GTA. But from what you just said, it seems very simplistic. If you have this vision, mm-hmm. you can just do it. But there must be something that's differentiating both of you from other artists. Is it your vision? Is it a work ethic? Or do you think it's innate?
I just think it's the support that we give each other.
Mm.
The support and the love. We're always meeting up with each other and critiquing each other's work and finding ways to improve ourselves and, you know, just trying to remain positive, even though things are a little bit rough, you know, and
yeah.
I think that's what, you know, separates us.
So can you talk about what the critique looks like? Because I think that when you are working in spaces as artists, you know, critiquing someone that you consider to be within the same vision as you can be difficult. Is it easy for you to give it and receive it?
At first, it was very hard to receive. Very hard. I wasn't prepared, kind of thing. And I'm very shy when it comes to talking to people too about things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely something new for both of us. We just, you know, we'll meet up and we'll tell each other our vision mm-hmm. and what we think about it. And, you know, if there's things that we feel may need to add a little spice to it,
yeah,
we'll tell each other.
Yeah,
if we don't like it, we'll tell each other
straight,
complete honesty, because that's the only way we're gonna improve,
right?
So that's what it looks like, just being honest. You know.
So I was thinking about the work and you saying that you and Zara work off of each other. Are there other photographers that inspire you, maybe before you started doing it, or maybe since you kind of got thrown into it after mm-hmm. the fact?
Yeah. It wasn't till recently I started meeting other artists and finding inspiration within other artists. I really like Yannick. I like Che. And I love John Black. His work is amazing. I don't know that much photographers. You know, I think those are the three that I can say that have been an inspiration for me and towards my work.
Have you ever worked with, I know a lot of photographers these days are strictly digital, but there are those purists who, you know, like the purist DJ stick to vinyl and praise the sing the praises of vinyl. And I think it's similar with photography because these are two particular mediums that were very niche and then suddenly opened up to everybody. Have you ever worked with film? And is that something, if you haven't, is that something you want to do? And if you have, can you talk about what that was like?
I love film. Film is amazing. It's amazing. I got a chance to work with it when I was in high school. That was the first time I worked with film. And just seeing the photos come to life in the darkroom was an experience for me. And I'm looking forward to putting out more projects using film. I'm hoping to do that. I'm hoping for sure to work with film.
Is there a particular technique when you're working with film versus digital that you have to consider in terms of, you know, how you're composing the frame, the shot, and then also in the process of developing?
I think there is a difference, I guess, I just know that when I'm working with film, I can't really correct or do anything to my photos, you know, and it's going to come out the way I shoot, so I have to be careful to look at the lighting and things that I wouldn't sort of look at when I'm doing digital, because I can always edit a little bit in Photoshop, you know, so that would be the only thing that I'll be looking at.
I didn't realize, like, I did a photo shoot a couple of years ago just for some headshots, you know, just in case. You never know what might happen. No, I was actually using it for a poetry piece that I was doing. But I didn't realize how much went into taking a shot. You know, like, the white thing, so that things could balance off, and where you stand. It's just, it's a lot of actual work. And, you know, just thinking about folks who are doing it freelance, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who say, can you just come out to the show and take some photos?
Like it's no big deal. Just bring your camera. Just point and click.
For sure.
Is that difficult for you to negotiate, or are you very clear?
It's difficult. I go off based off the vibes of the place. If the vibes are not right, I can't shoot. You know, and I had a lot of times people would ask me to just shoot a party, and the vibes just weren't right. The pictures weren't the way that I wanted them to be. And it's very difficult, you know, as an artist. Well, for me, I'm very, like, a perfectionist when it comes to my work. And I want to put out things that make me feel good, make me feel happy. And if I'm not in the right space, it makes me feel a little,
That's very interesting. I'm thinking about, Jemias mentioned some of the people that you've taken photos of. Do you have a favorite or favorites?
Favorite person, favorite photo?
Yeah. Not necessarily a favorite person, but a favorite photo of a person or a landscape or whatever the case may be.
My Redefining Masculinity series was my first series ever. So that is my baby. That's my favorite.
I love the title of it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. I also took a photo of Spec One. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a lion face.
I probably have seen it, but I probably would need to see it again.
It's amazing photo. And I don't even know how I did that. It was
even the way you speak about it, as if it wasn't you who did it.
I don't even know. It was like, for me, it kind of felt like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, I don't even know what happened there. It just happened, and it was an amazing photo.
I'm really interested, and I'm sure the listeners are too, to talk about, you know, the Redefining Masculinity piece. What was the motivation for doing that, and what came from it for you?
Well, for me, that series was just me being tired of people defining what masculinity was. Yeah, I was just really tired of that, and the ways people thought what masculinity looked like, or what it is, or it's this thing, this guy thing, you know. And I just, I'm all about redefining things, because right. It's not, there's no one definition, or no, like, you can't just define something, by, like, one thing. There's so much different people. Masculinity looks like so much different things. It's impossible to say that this is how it looks like, or this is how it should look like. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was coming from with that. And I decided to just show masculinity within women.
Did anything surprise you coming out of that work, or did you learn something new about yourself through that work?
I didn't know what to expect when I was shooting. I knew that I wanted to talk about something that had to do with masculinity. I just didn't know how that would look like. I shot these women, and I didn't even know, like, what, I didn't know how to pick the photos for the series, because I didn't know what masculinity looked like. I didn't know what their masculinity looked like. I didn't know anything, so I was kind of learning from them as well, like, what their masculinity looked like, which was something that I wasn't used to. So I kind of learned even more that masculinity could be so many different things, look so many different ways. So it was like confirmation that there's not just one definition for masculinity.
Yeah, something we talk about on the show from time to time is gender, and how, you know, gender is often defined in these very rigid, linear terms. But, you know, as many of us know, gender is not limited to a binary. Are those some of the
Some of us know.
That's true. That's true.
Sorry.
That was an important distinction to make. Thank you for that correction. Because it's true. Not everybody recognizes that. I think probably most of us on the show. Are those some of the things that you're thinking about in terms of the work that you do? And also, to make a long question, I'm noticing on your Tumblr some self-portraits, and I want to talk about that as well, and where that fits into the realm of these themes that you're looking at. But the first question.
Very difficult question.
It is a difficult question.
Yeah, I try to be really open with everything, with my work. That's all I can really say about it. I just try to be as open as possible and have an open mind towards the self-portraits. I guess it just ties in. I think everything I shoot is around vulnerability, and that's something I'm very scared of. It's just allowing myself to be seen. And a lot of portraits that I have on my Tumblr is just me allowing myself to be seen. And just embracing vulnerability.
Does it get easier with each click?
No.
Okay.
It never gets easier. It doesn't. Or maybe it does get easier. I don't even know how I feel about it anymore. I just know that I'm just taking that step, and learning to not be afraid. You know, whatever that may look like, just going for it. You know, and not letting my fear limit me from, you know, putting things out or shooting the things that I want to do or talking about the things that I want to do. You know.
You said that. Sorry, did you? So I want to ask you if you think that there's been a great shift, or I don't want to say necessarily growth, but a shift in your work, because the exhibit features work that you've done within the last 6 months, and you started seriously like 2 years ago. What changes have you seen, if any, throughout that period?
I just see myself and allowing myself to be seen. The work that I've put out recently has been work that has allowed me to just be seen and be vulnerable. I was very closed in before, and I didn't want to put out anything. I was just really shy and scared, and I didn't know what my self-worth was, and the worth of my art. And I think recently I've been learning what my self-worth is. Yeah, just redefining things for me and not looking at other people to like define who I am. So I think if anything that changed, just me learning my self-worth is something that I've been trying to improve on.
So the exhibit is 8 days away,
mm-hmm.
on December 15th, and you can share with us a little bit more about that, knowing how some visual artists and photographers that I know, how they work. My prime question to you is, do you know what's going to be in the exhibit as yet?
Yes, I know.
Oh, wow.
What I will be showing.
Because, I mean, you have a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. So I would think maybe like, maybe it's like, it's 8 days. I still have a lot of time to decide what's going to be in it. Is there a particular theme that you and Zara are putting forth in this exhibit?
Me and Zara had different concepts and mm-hmm. different ideas of what we wanted to shoot. For me, this exhibit is about vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's just us putting out whatever it is that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
That we've been working on for 6 months.
Yeah.
Zara shoots a lot of portraits and she shoots a lot of people.
She does.
She likes to capture like genuine feelings towards people. She has a way of doing that. And so I'm just excited, you know, to showcase this work that we've been working on for 6 months.
Can you tell people where it's going to be and what they can expect on the opening evening?
That is still something that we're trying to plan out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that we want to do and trying to figure out how we can fit everything together to make this an amazing night.
Mm.
The location, there will be more details about that on the event page on Facebook.
Yeah.
So the Glad Day Bookshop, or that might be changing?
Well, it might be changing.
Okay.
So I don't want to say Glad Day Bookshop for sure.
Okay.
But all the updated information will be on there, you know, sometime this week.
So for people who are interested on Facebook, it is Siddiqui. Is that and or by? Because I'm always confused by that with the X.
Oh, it's like and
yeah. Yes. Old. Siddiqui, Siddiqui, and Jagray Photo Exhibit. You can look that up. And
with DJ Sun Sun.
Yes.
Yeah. And it starts at
7.
Well, 7.
7.
7-ish. Yep. 7-ish. Yes.
So there will be a discussion as well. You'll be talking?
There might be a discussion.
There might be a discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pushing for it. Okay. We want to talk to people.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting.
I wanted to ask you, because you were mentioning a little bit earlier that, you know, before you started to do this, that you felt you would be very hesitant to put yourself out there and to express your or to expose your expression mm-hmm. of art. Have you found in the process of photography, have you found any type of healing? And if so, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Photography was my way of expressing something without saying. Talking to people is just very nerve-wracking for me. And it just allowed me to feel and put that out there to the universe without me having to say anything. That's what I could say about it. I do find myself being more open, and there's definitely a healing. I write down everything that I want to shoot. Everything that I shoot comes from journal entries that I write. Feelings, you know, happy feelings, sad feelings, feeling of vulnerability, fear. So when I do put work out, it's me putting these feelings that I written down out to the universe, and it feels like a weight is lifted off my shoulder, you know.
Is there anyone or anything you'd like to shoot, like you aspire to shoot?
I would love to travel and shoot random people. not know anything about them, but let the photo say. I think that's one thing that I really want to do. I just want to travel and to shoot.
Nice. I have a question about that, and it's something I've been thinking a lot about, because I mean, I love photography. I love it. I especially love travel photography. But I always wonder about certain vulnerable moments that are captured and then published. Do you feel as a photographer that you would need permission from the subject before you go ahead and publish?
Sometimes I do. I don't know. I feel like when you walk outside, there's a great possibility that someone is going to take a photo of you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are aware of that. Mm-hmm. If I did take a photo of somebody that they didn't want their photo, I'd delete it. Just out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I can say that it is good to ask. But I feel like sometimes when you ask people, it takes away from the real feeling of that image.
Mm-hmm.
They might do something that might not be the genuine feeling that was happening in that moment. That moment is now gone.
But if you ask after?
If I ask after, I don't know. I don't even know how that would turn out. But
right.
I've asked people that I shot, and it's still been good, but I've known these people.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't know how it would be shooting a stranger.
Right.
I never have before.
I just see, I see a lot, I mean, on Tumblr, I see a lot of those photographs, especially of children or people who are in a vulnerable moment, and I just wonder, I feel a ways about it. I mean, I appreciate the picture, and I appreciate having access to that moment,
yeah.
But I also feel like, is this a sort of exploitation of the moment or of the person, and
sure.
Are they aware that their image is now
everywhere?
Yeah,
right?
I feel like there's so many... the things get reposted and reblogged all the time that if you put up something, somebody will find out,
yep.
You know?
For sure.
I shouldn't say that, maybe more within a Western sense. I don't know necessarily if you're photographing someone who's like in the back of Australia that they're necessarily going to know, but I keep reading stories of people being horrified by things because they found it, hey, I saw your picture here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say, don't tag me. Just don't tag me.
So, okay, well, we are at the end of the hour. So, Sunday, December 15th, possibly at Glad Day Bookshop, possibly at another location.
Yes.
Is the event, you and Siddiqui having your photo exhibit. And we did put out your Tumblr. It is, once again, jagray with an E, .tumblr.com. Where else can people go to connect with you and find out more about your work?
I only have Tumblr. I have my Facebook. I have an Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram is jagray. Facebook is jagray. Everything is jagray.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about Madiba passing away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting all the, let's say, discussions that are coming up on social media about his legacy, right? And some of the reactions of people in South Africa who maybe didn't feel like the legacy that was built around him was necessarily what they experienced.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, rest in peace. There's, 10 days of mourning happening right now in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1,000-person funeral in his home, I don't want to say, village, you know, and, like, that is going to be so problematic. I read today that his grandson has sold the rights to have it recorded to a I don't know if that's true, that's alleged. I haven't used that word in so long, in a couple weeks.
Welcome back to radio.
Thank you,
good to have you back.
I'm not caught up on my
on your
Rob Ford stuff.
Oh, wait, let's not.
No,
let's
no, not. I wasn't going to say anything more. I haven't caught up, so I have nothing to say.
Good. We don't want to talk about him. Especially not following Mandela. And what you're saying about, we will just briefly because we have to,
yeah,
you know, do that justice. There's so much to be said about it. It's a lifetime that represents so much, but also there are politics involved, and you know, and yeah. And unfortunately, because of politics, capitalism, and
yeah.
So, but I think you know, the sentiment that I'm holding,
yeah,
for the moment is let's just honor the good in his, yes, lifetime for the next 10 days.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time to deconstruct and critically analyze, yeah, his political life.
Well, I feel like it's like Martin Luther King, right? Like,
right,
there's this idea, there's this persona out there. And until I was able to really do a lot of research on him and Mandela, I've done a little bit of research, nothing that I could spew out right now, but to get a balanced understanding of it, then I could, you know, be like, we are all human, you know, there are certain problematic things that we may do,
yeah,
but he did a lot for not just Black South Africans, but I think, you know, people around the world. So rest in peace,
yeah,
rest in power,
yes,
and
rise in power, and you know, he's with the ancestors now,
yeah,
so it's a good thing. Once again, thank you to Ja Gray for coming through and joining us on the Vibe Collective, and to
Luca,
yes,
hey,
for sitting and observing the show this afternoon.
Yeah.
We're the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5. From 3 to 4, we have our roundtable talks. We reason about things like social justice, decolonization, identity,
environmental racism, environmental justice. Celebrity culture. What does
gossip.
It say? Celebrity gossip.
Or celebrity studies.
Celebrity studies.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Need Adrian here to say it.
Hip hop, love, parenthood, communityhood, all those things.
Indigenous resistance.
Yes. And solidarity.
Yeah.
Co-resistance. And we had Leanne Simpson on the show last week with Jarrett Martineau, and Leanne was talking about co-resistance, mm-hmm, rather than solidarity or allyship, and
yeah,
I really, really loved that. So, and then from 4 to 5, the DJs bring you music to move you, which we will be doing. I've got something lined up. I'll be starting off the first half hour, and then DJ Griffin will be taking over for the second half hour. So stay tuned for that. We got to go to our ads. You have an
one last thing. You can check out our shows on thevibecollective.wordpress.com. They're posted up, you know, relatively soon, thanks to our web mistress.
Yes, shout out to Melinda, aka DocuVixen. And shout out to the whole crew,
yes,
Victoria, Luam, and Adrian.
Yeah.
And so stay tuned here on the Vibe Collective, CIUT 89.5
FM.